Hertz Donut is the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street, downtown. Get there, like now.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all of the flavors, the tasty treats there, and the daily specials of Hertz Donut, 9th and P, downtown. Get there like now. And we do our best to give you a chance to win your way to Hertz Donut with a $25 gift card if you can figure out what went wrong on the dates. So you can do that coming up on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and in GIF form, you'll have a chance to win that. Chris matched up with Brittany for a date, and would like a second date because, no, she's not getting back to him, and so therefore that's where we step in with Date 'em or Dump 'em. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so tell us, how did you meet Brittany? Tell us about the date. Give us all your background here.
Well, I met Brittany on Match.
Okay.
So, you know, I would think that we're a good match already off the bat.
Yeah, if we've learned anything here, it's that just matching on Match does not necessarily mean you will match in life.
Right.
Well,
you need to start adding that to their commercials.
Right.
Like, well, we are called Match.com. We don't pretend like we're going to actually match
right.
you with people.
Is there a little asterisk at the bottom of that?
You may or may not actually match with this person.
That's a good point.
Okay.
All right. So so you guys met on Match.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, we met on Match. We decided to meet up at Rail Yard. You know, I thought, okay, if we're in Rail Yard, we can do some bar hopping, you know, hang out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be anything too serious.
Right.
And one of the bars that we ended up staying at was actually having a bracket contest going on. Now, I'm, like, really into college basketball. It's, like, my favorite sport. Like, all the professional stuff, whatever, they're all playing for big money. Nice. You guys are just, you know, playing their hearts out.
Okay, good.
So we stayed. We filled out some of the brackets. She was cool staying. So I'm like, all right, I'm already liking her style. Everything I thought was going good, kind of going my way because, you know, I wanted to stick around and do all that stuff.
Okay.
And it was cool with staying.
Yeah.
We filled out some tickets. We laughed. We drank. And, you know, at the end of the night, I got her an Uber and I sent her home. I don't remember if we kissed before she got in the car, but
okay.
Like I said, you know, I had quite a few drinks.
Oh, okay. Not that it was just right. that unmemorable.
Right. No, it's just
that. We might have kissed.
They had a lot of beverages.
I don't know that happened.
Well, just the fact that you don't remember the end of the date opens up a wide possibility of things that could have happened
mm-hmm.
because you don't know.
Oh, you didn't pick Duke to win, did you? Because that would ruin everything. That's okay.
Just that little bit, but I know that we had a lot of fun.
Okay.
There's always the possibility. Do you think she had as much to drink as you had to drink? Because if you had way more than she did, she was not nearly as drunk as you. That could be
annoying drunk.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing like bonk heads? Maybe that could have happened. Bonk.
She probably didn't drink as much as me. I was kind of putting them back, but I'm usually a fun guy.
Like a mushroom? I'm a fun guy? That's going to be my guess then.
Yeah.
That if you were that drunk and she was not, you were probably annoying.
And so you've tried getting a hold of her and she's just not getting back to you?
Yeah, I've called her quite a few times. I haven't heard anything back.
Doesn't sound less annoying.
She's ghosting me, but... I remember having so much fun.
Yeah, you didn't root for Iowa, did you? Because that would ruin everything right away.
Good guess.
Yeah. No, I would never.
Okay, good.
I would never.
Good. I mean, I just. I just wanted to make sure.
Excuse me, sir.
He was insulted.
Right. Right.
Bring out a glove.
Because that'll ruin everything for everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, Chris, we will call Brittany for you. Best case scenario, we get her on the phone. She says it's something just minor, and we get you guys a second date on us with dinner and a movie. Worst case, yeah, you find out what you did wrong.
All right, if I need your help.
Don't miss this. next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Now, a chance for you to become a winner. Go on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Tell us what you think went on the wrong on the date and do it in GIF form. The funnier, the better. Or if you get it exactly right, you're getting a gift card to Hertz Donut on us.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut. You can win Hertz Donuts with your guesses on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. It's Chris who met Brittany on Match. Chatted for a while and decided to meet up at the rail yard, had some fun filling out some brackets at one of the bars and enjoying some of the bracketology and all the fun there. The guess is on Twitter. Lips Gloss and Hot Sauce says he got too drunk and peed on something in public.
Mari Joe thinks he probably didn't tip.
Bobby says they got into a Tim Miles discussion. He thinks that we should give him an extension. She thinks otherwise.
Ooh, that could have done it. People are on different sides of that thing.
Juliana says he could be a sloppy drunk and too into basketball.
Okay. You can make your guess on Twitter, KX969, for your chance at Hertz Donut.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes. Who's this?
Brittany, hi. It's JP, Lauren, Husker, Nick with the Kix Morning Show.
Really? Oh my gosh, I listen to you guys every morning.
Yay!
Good morning!
We like
Thank
to hear
you.
That.
Thank you.
How exciting.
Very All right. cool.
Did I win something? Did I put my name somewhere?
I mean, probably, but that's not why we're calling. And if you do, in fact, listen all the time, you'll figure out quickly why we are calling. We want to talk to you about a date you went on recently, specifically with a guy named Chris. And he tells us that you guys had a great time. He also mentioned that he had a lot to drink, which is my guess on why maybe you're not getting back to him.
Right.
But he asked us to find out why he's not getting a second date, because he thought you guys had a great time and that there was going to be a second date.
Really? He thought we had a great time, huh?
Yes, he did. Did you have less of a great time? why are you not getting back to Chris?
Well, that whole situation with Chris was disappointing, to say the least.
He rooted for Iowa, didn't he? Because that would massively disappoint me. I'd have to be out of there.
Her disappointment.
Well, that does have something to do with it. Not Iowa specifically, but yeah, that whole
Even
bracket thing.
Kind of relates to Iowa. That would ruin everything. Like I totally get where you're coming from. Screw this guy.
Oh, yeah. We're done with him. Even know what happened
yet. I heard enough. I heard Iowa.
Okay, wait, did you say the whole bracket thing?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, well, it started out really well. I mean, we met, and, you know, he was even more attractive than the pictures that I had seen, which, never happens, and so that was already off to a great start.
Right.
And we were having a good time. We went to some bars. We were drinking, and we're playing some, bar games and stuff like that. But the whole bracket thing was just, he was too intense. So have you talked to him already?
Yeah, we actually have.
Yeah, he said he had a lot of fun with you and that you were a blast. And
he said
that
he loves college basketball and he was glad that you were into filling out brackets and all that.
Uh-huh.
I'm all into having a good time. And so, if that's what was going on, I was let's have fun or whatever. And so, last year when this bracket thing was going on, one of my friends had filled out a bracket based on who would win if the mascots were to be fighting each other.
Oh, kind of like Lauren.
Where did you get that idea?
That's kind of like what you do.
Clearly, I have copyright on that. I'm the only person who's ever done
challenge.
That. Yeah.
Exactly. And I thought that was funny. And since I'm not all into college basketball, I did my bracket based on that. I thought it would be funny, and it would give us something else to talk about.
It is something to talk about, because, my favorite debate was a frog versus an orange. There's a lot there. Does somebody throw the orange at the frog? Can the frog take a bite of an orange?
Is the frog downhill from the orange?
Exactly.
There's a lot going on.
Is the orange poison? You don't know.
Yeah, the frog.
Exactly.
Can the frog avoid the orange like a Frogger?
Yeah,
if there's anything like that can happen.
All right. Okay, so you decided to go that way, filling out your bracket just for fun.
Exactly. And that would give us something else to talk about throughout the game that I could actually, understand.
Right.
And keep having conversation about. And Chris did not think it was funny. He was like all into these brackets. It's like his whole world was these brackets. It was serious business. And like if I was like intentionally making fun of the bracket system, and he just got mad that I wasn't serious enough and putting enough thought into this. What other thought could I put into it if I had really? No idea who the heck these people were? And I don't know. He was just way too competitive. I don't know. It was just a total turn off. I mean, who cares? It's just a dumb bracket at a bar. It's not even like money. I think you just like won a round or something.
Oh, if beer's on the line, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, free beer's
a
big deal.
If you've heard Dan and Redundant before, you know that Chris is on the phone with us. So, Chris, you're a little serious about your brackets.
I can't believe that's the reason why you're not calling me back. Like, yeah, okay, there was money. There was a round. There were gift cards. There were lots of things that were on the line, and it's serious business. It's called bracketology. Like, it's not, they don't just give science. Out these names to random things. Exactly.
Yeah,
like
science
I said,
brackets.
There is a point to all this. Yes, there is some science involved.
Not to mention prime points. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Silly.
Is it bad that I like to win? Like,
no, not at all.
It's
all I do.
It's not a bad thing. I'm a little competitive.
That's good.
I mean, you could have done better and not been as competitive, and maybe you could have won me at the end of the night.
Oh.
But now you just have no gift cards and no me.
Now you have no gift cards.
Oh my God.
No me.
Wow.
That's quite the.
Damn.
All right. Well,
is this truly a deal breaker? I mean, Brittany, are you seeing this as some kind of larger indicator about his personality?
Yeah.
Yes. You should have seen the glow in his eyes that came out when it was like a game. I mean, and this is for brackets and a thing. Imagine if we're like doing something else that's competitive. I mean, life is a competition. I get that. But you need to be able to control it and put parameters on stuff. And
you wanted to laugh at it too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't just not have fun with life. I mean, life is serious. I get it. But if you can't laugh about a bracket, then and mascots and oranges and frogs, then what are you going to laugh about?
They don't call it bracketology for nothing.
That's so funny.
I like that line. That's good. I'm going to start using that.
There were gift cards on the line.
Yeah. Some good ones, too, I'm sure. All right, well.
I learned my lesson. I won't go out during March Madness again.
You could avoid dating during March Madness.
Brittany, next time use which city would you rather live in?
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
You'll always end up with somewhere in Florida winning, probably.
California,
somewhere warm.
Yeah.
Hawaii every year?
Hawaii's not even in it.
It might be some year.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, Chris, there you go. It was the overcompetitiveness.
Chris, your need to excel in life was too much for her, I think, is what we just found out.
Yeah, apparently she wants a loser. I have nothing else to say.
Just date an Iowa fan. That's what we need to do.
Wow.
If they had electricity over there and they could listen to this show, I'd say one of them should call in. And they don't have phones either.
They have all of that.
All right. I doubt it.
Chris, thank you for...
They still have rotary dial phones if they have them.
Thank you, Chris, for getting a hold of the show about Datum or Dumbum. We wish you the best in dating and also in your bracket with the tournament.
I'm doing good so far, guys.
Good deal.
Hey, yeah. I'll be at Longwell's for the championship game. I'll hook you up with one of those beverages. So come down. Come hang out. We're doing a party down there.
Perfect. I'll come by.
Yeah, Brittany, thank you for listening to our show. We greatly appreciate you and jumping on with us, too.
You're awesome, girl.
Thank you. I'm sure there's non-bracket loving people out there. I'm fine with it.
He'll find some.
You need to add that to your account on Match.com.
Yeah, I will be editing it shortly.
Non-bracket loving person, thank you.
I mean, I do not get overly competitive about brackets, but I mean, that's relatable, right? There are some things we all just take way too seriously.
Yeah. Also, the bracketology thing, like, that's fun, man. That's there are people like my guy, Bill Hooks, who's my co-host on ESPN.
Yeah.
This is Christmas for him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is the greatest couple weeks of the year every year, and he loves
so
doing
much
this.
Fun.
But you have even said, doesn't sometimes the person who picks it randomly do better?
Sometimes, although I'll be honest, like she was talking about picking by mascot. I love it when people do that because that's easy money. That's just a $10 donation to my fund. Like you go to town. I have more of those people, the merrier as far as I'm concerned.